stealing other young lives rather than behind bars like he is today? Do you see the potential ripple effects when just one person walks away from his or her exchange zone? This is what happens when, believing we are unqualified to make a difference, we choose not to live in the exchange zone. Of course we are small, but God is huge. Of course we have limitations, but God is limitless. Of course we are weak, but God is strong. Of course we are finite, but God is infinite. Of course we are imperfect, but God is perfect. Of course we fail, but God never fails. Of course we can choose to stop, but God is unstoppable. And if we choose to carry the batons he brings our way, we will witness how he gladly multiplies our efforts and makes us and our impact on this world unstoppable. God calls you to step into the exchange zone, not because you are mighty and strong. He calls you to take your place in the race because he is mighty and strong, and he plans to accomplish his work in you and through you. How not enough becomes more than enough. Some 2,000 years ago, on a hillside swarming with thousands of hungry people, the disciples found themselves confronted with a problem that looked too big to overcome. Watch what unfolded as God multiplied what was offered to him. And look for how God speaks to you about running your race. Jesus had been teaching and healing a large crowd all day. His words were so life-giving, so earth-shattering, that the people stayed hour after hour after hour to hear more. Late in the day, the disciples came to Jesus, saying he should send the people away so they could go to surrounding villages and buy themselves something to eat. So Jesus asks, "How many loaves do you have?" Andrew, one of the disciples, comes back with, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go amongst so many?" Notice that Andrew didn't just say it was 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. He called them small loaves and small fish, as if he wanted to emphasize that such a small amount was insignificant in light of the huge need. Notice that Jesus asks them how much there is to go around. He makes sure that the disciples recognize the limitations they are facing. Often it is when we come face to face with our limitations that we give up, thinking all is lost. But when we recognize our limitations, then we also recognize when...